Right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, my beautiful audience. It's Penny Ambeko Jonas on board, and I would want to thank you for always tuning in, and thank you to Dwight for giving me the mic and an opportunity to speak to people, especially men, this morning. But that, thank you so much that everybody got an opportunity to wake up and listen to this program, The Ex-Convict Diaries. It's me, your host, Penny Ambeko Jonas, and I'm grateful that we'll always be here from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning. And today, it's a very, very special day for all incredible women around the world. Today is Mother's Day. Today is our day. And with that, today we celebrate the strength of every woman. We celebrate every sacrifice, every love, every role that every single mother played on every single day. And we really, really, really appreciate every mother out there for caring out for every child, whether a biological child or not. They have spent so much sleepless night. They have so much, spent so much in prayers, trying to pray for every child, try to pray for their husbands, try to encourage, try to discipline, try to care, you know, to give that love. It's always women that step in for everyone, and I mean everyone. We celebrate them. Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there. And to all the mothers who are struggling silently, those who are working really, really hard to provide for their children, those who carry families alone without the support of anyone, we see you, my love. We appreciate you. We honor you. Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there. And from the Eagle FM team, we wish you every amazing women out there, may you continue to be blessed with so much strength, so much peace, so much joy, and so much good health. Thank you for always stepping up for us. Today is Mother's Day, and I wish that we just celebrate them and wish them well on this beautiful day. All right. Welcome back again to one of the very amazing topic and discussion that I love so much. It's so close to my heart, because every time I speak to men, I feel like I'm speaking to my own son. I feel like I'm speaking to my own child. I feel like I'm speaking to a 17 years old, just as in grade one, that I always love to see him growing up and be a better man. So this morning or this Sunday, we are speaking about men and financial responsibilities, right? We are going to explore in so many things. We are going to look at things. We are going to look at all pressures men face when they are providing for their families. We are going to tackle and look at how they manage their finances, how they're supposed to manage their finances. We are going to look at how one can even rebuild their life, especially as a young man living in the society that is so judgmental, a society that expects so much from you. So we are going to look at all the things, maybe the debts that are forcing you into crimes and all that you have to choose and have to do, right? We are going to unpack a lot of things, whereby we are going to start with accountability. We move on with financial discipline. We have now to put together you being a father or fatherhood at large and the importance of making responsible decisions in this economy that is so tough, that is supposed you to, that expects you to be financial stable, for you to maneuver this life, because it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to be a husband. It's not an easy thing to be a father, to be a boyfriend, to be a man. It takes a strength. There is just something attached to that that the society hardly look at, and not as women, and not as men, that this is a man. You are just being regarded as a man because you need to have a lot of back. People expect you to have a lot of money, but does that really one of the things that makes you a man? or some there is some other things that can really help you just to be you and carry on. But before we go, we do that, let's go for a very, 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 very short break. Maybe you can look at something like a song that says some nights, and then you can come back and up back. Stay tuned and enjoy for a moment.
I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
For this, I miss my mom and dad for this. No, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound like this one. So come on, come on. Well, the calm that she called off. And then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible lies.
Right. From the beginning here, we can begin with accountability. That should be the very, very first thing that we have to begin with, because that seems to be very, very important, more than any other areas that we are currently focusing on this morning. And now, when people hear the word accountability, some immediately think of blame, some think of punishments. Others, they also think of
criticism, but accountability, if we have to look at it, it's just much deeper than all that we always think of. Accountability really seems very, very simple, but we don't always get to the depth of it. And, you know, accountability, it means that you being responsible, of your choices, being responsible of your actions, being responsible of your words, and just all the consequences that come with them. Are you responsible for all that you have to do, for all the choices? It means that you standing up and saying, yes, this is my responsibility. Instead of just standing up and always finding those excuses, you building a wall to protect yourself, you blaming others. And as men, young men to be more specific, you know, society mostly expects you to lead, right? Society expects you to provide. Society expects you to protect and support your families, be it now emotionally, be it physically, be it financially. You are supposed to take a lead in those areas. But the truth is, many men are silently struggling. If we have to take a look at that, some are unemployed, some are carrying debt, some are trying to rebuild their lives, especially after prison, after addiction, after broken relationships, or after some years, so many years of making those wrong choices and wrong decisions. And because of the pressure, because of the pride, because of fear, some men avoid accountability. We are speaking about accountability, ladies and gentlemen, here. And I hope you are taking note of that. All right? But my beautiful audience, I want to assure you that once you avoid accountability, avoiding accountability does not solve problems, right? In fact, it usually even creates those bigger problems, those bigger ones. The one that you are avoiding is exactly where you are finding yourself. As a man who provides accountability, sometimes you may blame the government for everything. You may blame even your partner. You may blame your parents. You may blame the unemployment sector. You even blame your own friend, or even just you always complain of you being bad luck. It's always you trying to shift blames on people, blames on people, blame on people. But are you taking accountability? Do you hold yourself accountable as a man where pride is involved? You are in debt. You have a partner that you expect so much from them. Do you take accountability? Yes, life can be really, really difficult. And the economy can be really hard. Opportunities are limited for so many people, not just for you as a man, but accountability asks a very important question. Are you doing with the little you have? You as a man, you as muscular as you are, you with the pride that you carry as a man. We are talking about debts here. We are talking about accountability. Are you doing with the little that you have? And I'm sure this question, a lot of men won't stand and have to answer it. Because accountability is not about you being perfect. We are always looking for perfection. Perfection in our parents, perfection in our partners, perfection from the society. Are you doing with the little that you have? Accountability is about you being honest with yourself, with where you are. Are you? Let me give you a little example. If a father knows he has children depending on him, their accountability means he tries his best to support these kids. Even if he cannot provide that luxurious life, he has to make sure that he provides. It means that communicating honestly, you just have to communicate that right now, my beautiful children, I do not have. Right now, I have, but it's not enough. But you can't just disappear. You cannot just disappear in thin layers of air. And then people have to question you. And once people question you, you feel like they don't care, they don't understand your situation, and that's it. It means buying bread before buying alcohol, because you are being a responsible father, holding yourself accountable, holding somebody's life and somebody's depending on you. You buying bread before alcohol, because there is no way you are a father, but you have money to buy alcohol, you have money to spend on friends, and then you forgot to buy bread for your kids. That is accountability. It means choosing your responsibility over and over all those temporal pleasure. You cannot go out there and have all the fun and go back home with no bread. Your kids will literally just look at you with big eyes. And you should hold yourself accountable. Right? If we have to be honest right now, many homes today, they are suffering, not because of poverty, but because we lack accountability. We lack accountability. It's not because we are poor. It's not because we don't have anything. It's because we lack accountability. If I have to be honest with you, some men even earn more money today. And tomorrow, everything is gone. Just look at, I need you to think of somebody that you know. Today is payday. And a lot of thousands of dollars. But what happened tomorrow? If that person is not borrowing, then people are after him asking for their money. And what is the root cause of that? You're getting your salary today and tomorrow you don't have anything. It's because there is no budgeting, there is no planning, and there is no priorities. You don't budget. You don't make any plans. You are not prioritizing anything. And when the rent is due, and maybe school fees are needed, or groceries are finished whole, conflict starts, exactly. The fight will start, the fight will begin. People will start pointing fingers to each other, right? And we'll all be stressed. The stress will increase, the arguments will begin, right? Sometimes crime even becomes tempting because somebody wants quick money to fix all these problems. And these problems were created by poor decisions. Sometimes I keep telling people that there are situations that you would really be patient with, and something is tempting you. But just think of a father, the man of the house, who will just, even tomorrow, you know, tomorrow I'll be paid. Tomorrow I'm getting my salary. Remember, we are speaking about men with financial responsibilities. That you are getting your salary tomorrow. You are aware, yes. Even your kids, they know. Even your wife know. But you don't have a budget. You never even ask your wife or your partner that, what are we doing this month? I'm getting paid tomorrow. What are we fixing? Be it now the kids' school fees, or probably groceries in the house, or something that need to be done, a project need to be started for some sort of investment, right? No budget, no plan, nothing. You did not even buy groceries. Sometimes you try to fix some other things when you know you have rent that need to be paid. But tomorrow, when all of these things are not done, what are you doing? You'll be feeling really bad, right? You will fight. You will fight and fight and fight. And then what's up with the fighting? fighting will lead to a lot of misunderstandings, shift blaming. And you, when you don't have anything, you will think of even wanting to do the hustle, get the first money. That will lead you into crimes, and that's it. And my beautiful audience, that is what I'm saying. Accountability is very, very important. Accountability protects us from destroying ourselves. My beautiful listeners, accountability also requires humility. It requires humility. An accountable man is able to say, I made a mistake. I handled this badly. I need help and I need to change. Most of the times, especially if we look at the black community, our black men, our black African men, for him to stand up in vulnerability and say, I really made a mistake. I honestly handled this bad. This was not supposed to be like that. I really need help and I'm so sorry. I need somebody to improve me. I need somebody to change me. Right? They will never say that. Why? Because of pride. Because you believe you can do everything by yourself. You believe that you can do everything in your own. But by just saying, I made a mistake. I really need help. My beautiful listeners, those words are not weakness.
When it comes to managing your investments, should you rely on one expert or a team of specialists? With a multi-managed portfolio from Alex Forbes, your funds are guided by carefully selected investment experts, working together to pursue more consistent outcomes. We pair the right managers behind the scenes so you don't have to manage multiple relationships. Strengthen your investment destination. Visit alexforbes.com today. Alex Forbes Namibia is registered and regulated by NAMFISA.
Many men were raised believing that a man must never cry. A man must never struggle. A man must never ask for help. A man must never appear weak in the society. So now you are very forced in that situation. Instead of asking for help, you'll keep quiet and just suffer in silence. You'll never open up. You'll suffer in silence. Some of you even fall deeply into depression because you can't express out. You can't express out. You can't speak out. Some of you are forced to be an angry person. Very angry that nobody can even deal with your shit. Some you even turned into drugs and abuse. Some of you even abandoned your own responsibilities because you feel ashamed of failing. Are you listening to that? But accountability teaches us all that running away from your problem only gives those problems more power to come and fight you. You need to stand up and face reality. You need to stand up and step forward and start rebuilding your life. Even for the ex-convicts, when they are trying to reintegrate in the society, accountability is very important. If you have to look at it very well, rehabilitation began when a person accepts their responsibility for their action. You are accepting that, yes, I was wrong. I know what took me to prison. I was wrong. I've accepted it. I know I'm responsible for my actions. I'm not going to give any excuses. I'm not going to deny anything. I'm going to accept this. And that is real accountability. Because if someone cannot admit their wrongdoing, then they cannot truly really grow. You cannot grow when you build a wall between you and other people when they're trying to correct you and you cannot even pick it up that this person is in for me. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? If we have to look at it, It's at the same time, society must also understand that accountability should not only mean condemning people forever. Accountability must also create room for correction, room for growth, and a room for second chances. My beautiful audience, let me assure you that a man who accepts his mistakes and work hard to change deserves an opportunity to rebuild himself and dignity. If you have to accept those mistakes, then you deserve all. Right now, I want us to look at accountability in relationships. If you have to take a close look at it, many relationships, they break down because people avoid conversations. People really avoid conversation. A man may be struggling financially, but instead of communicating honestly, and I mean honestly, to his partner, he become distant. He become defensive. He become aggressive. Right? You don't want to communicate. You don't want to give assurance. You don't want to be vulnerable. Right? You just become a very hard person. And then you change everything. Some men make promises they know they cannot keep just to avoid embarrassment. But accountability says, be truthful. You cannot give somebody false hope. Don't sell people false hope. Don't sell women false hope. Don't sell men false hope. Don't sell a partner false hope. If you can't, you can't. Get away with those embarrassments. It's even more embarrassing when you have to promise somebody something which you can't even fulfill, right? If things are hard financially, sit down and discuss about it. Plan together. Reduce all the unnecessary spending. Being honest to each other. Speak honestly. Face the reality together. Because pretending everything is fine when you know it's not fine at all, that really creates the mistrust and disappointments. It's better you sit and try to look some areas where you guys can improve. It's better you sit and just try to highlight some of the points where you can really hold yourself accountable and try to work on something, try to improve. Accountability means understanding priorities. Make priorities, prioritize as a partner. You know, we are now talking about accountability in a relationship. And getting back to a man, you as a responsible man, understand that image is not more important than stability. You know, especially nowadays, social media came with so much pressure. And many men, they tend to even look successful. Even when they are not even doing well. Even when they are even living in debt. Social media with pressure. You can be responsible without being famous. You can be a very responsible man without being fancy. Without being that one guy that everybody knows on social media. It is not about image, my guy. It's not about firmness, you being firmness. It's not about you being a big man, a big fish. It's not about you being a big fish. Not at all. It's about you being responsible. I pity young men which social media is stealing their joy. Because you are pretending. You are pretending. You are very successful on social media, but you are living in debt. That is the honest part about your life. You know, one thing about social media, someone want to, you know, you just want to have expensive clothes. You want to be the big fish that drink expensive alcohol. You want to live a very expensive lifestyle. But there is no money for transport. There is no money for rent. There is no money for food at all. And the question will be, why? Why would you want to be the big fish on social media with expensive clothes, expensive appearance, expensive lifestyle, drinking expensive alcohol, but you struggle having money for transport to work? You are struggling with your rent. You know there is so much lacking at home. Why? Because you guys are chasing appearance. You are chasing appearance. But still, let me remind you of something. Accountability is still asking you, who are you trying to impress while your real life is falling apart? Who are you trying to impress? Who are you trying to impress when you are in debt? Who are you trying to impress when you know life is so hard? A wise man learns to live within his means. Nobody should put you on pressure. Nobody should frustrate you. You are where you are, and you'll not always be there. One day is one day. Life has seasons. Definitely, one of the good days, it will be your time and you'll shine. That's it. We have a lot of beautiful testimonies out there for people who came from grass to grace, isn't it? My beautiful listeners, another important part of accountability is discipline. I don't know how I even got privileged, or you guys got privileged, that I began with accountability on our today's discussion. You know, accountability without discipline, you can't survive. Not at all. You cannot say you want financial stability while you are spending recklessly every weekend as a young man. Financial stability while spending recklessly every weekend? You are outing? Smoking hardly? Jameson and all that thing? Never. You cannot say you want to change your life while you are surrounding yourself with people who encourage irresponsible behavior. Oh my goodness. I love it that we are here. One thing that I'll tell you, you as a man, you can never tell me that you are a faithful partner when all your friends have multiple women. You can never want to change your life when all your friends have irresponsible behavior. Where'd you get the motivation? Where'd you learn from? Where'd you? Or you're going to keep changing colors like a chameleon? Huh? All people around you, they have irresponsible manners, irresponsible behaviors. But you want to tell me that you are the man of status. You are a man that wants every stable and financial stability with your surrounding? With your circle? Nah, you are lying. Sometimes accountability means changing your circle. Sometimes it means saying no to peer pressure. Know what you want. Avoid being tempted by unnecessary things, unnecessary dramas. Peer pressure is to be specific. You can't want everything. You can't brag about women. You as a young man, and the only thing that you can brag about is women and alcohol. Yet you want financial stability in your life. Right? We are all surviving, I know. I can say only 5% of people who are living, and I'm saying truly living financially. We are all surviving. But why would you survive bragging about alcohol and women as a young person that want to grow, that want to change his life? Right? Ain't you supposed to change your life? Look at some other areas whereby you become a better person. Now, all the bad things, just the one that impress you, motivate you, inspire you. Right? Do you enjoy that? And let me say this clearly, especially to the young men listening this morning. My brother, accountability starts now. Not when you are older, not when you are married, not when you become rich. It starts with a small habit of every day. It starts how you spend your money. It starts how you speak to people. It's that how you treat women, how you handle conflict, how you respond to pressure. Those are the small choices that can shape your future. And I mean accountability start now. Don't wait to be 35. Don't be wait to be 40. My goodness. You can't tell me that you are 40 and you are a young man. No, man. You are not. Don't wait to be rich for you to be accountable. Start today. Show it now. How you treat women, how you spend your money, how you respond to people. And that is you, young man. That is you, brother, listening right now. And to every man listening who feels really overwhelmed, who is struggling financially, who feels really ashamed of your past mistakes. My brother, accountability is not there to destroy you. Not at all. Accountability is there to help you rebuild your life. The moment you become honest with yourself, you begin taking back control of your life and you have it all. Right? You may not change your situation overnight, but you can change your mindset today. And you can begin this morning on this program. You can decide today to stop running from the responsibility. You can decide today to manage money better. You can decide today to reconnect with your children that you have abandoned, your children that you don't support as a father. You can decide today to seek help instead of just suffering in silence. You can decide today to become a better version of yourself. Because real strength is not found in pretending. It is not found in pretending to have it all together. Real strength is not found in taking responsibility. Real strength is found in taking responsibility. You being responsible even when life is hard. All right? Let's just go for a short break and then we can come back to our topic.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakuro ni randisoma yoe, yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira Selma, konara hita tuimu. datundatu heari hamano tano o niaji. Eagle FM, the eye.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. This love comes slow and it goes so far. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, and never to touch and never to keep, cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, 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 oh. And you let her go. When it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Cause you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies.
But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark. Same old empty feeling in your heart. Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep. But never to touch and never to keep. Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Oh, oh.
All right, and that's a wow. Welcome back to the Ex Convictories show on our Eagle FM radio. It's me, your host, Benebe Kuchonis, and this morning we're continuing with our discussion on men and financial responsibilities. And now we are moving on to another very important discussion, which is financial stability. My beautiful audience, you know, when people hear the word financial stability, many immediately, when you speak of financial stability, they think about being rich. They think about driving a very luxurious, expensive car. They think about owning a very big house with a big, with a lot of bedrooms. They think of having a large amount of money in their bank, but financial stability is not necessarily about all being wealthy and all being fancy, all being having all to yourself. Not at all. Financial stability is about you having control of your financial life instead of your financial controlling you. Have power to your finances. Know what to do with your finances, not your finances controlling you. It means you being able to meet your basic needs, you know, without constantly living in panic, without you being stressing at all, without you being confusing, or without you being on surviving mode or survival mode, right? It means you meeting all your basic needs. You meeting all your basic needs. It means you creating a life where your income, where your spending, and all your responsibilities are balanced in a very healthy way, in a very healthy manner. And let us be honest with each other this morning. You know, many men are really under a serious financial pressure today. You know, the cost of our living, it's increasing, right? We look at the food prices are so high. We look at rent, which is very expensive. And I believe you and I would never want to live in like a small, tiny basho, right? We always consider, look at rent, it's increasing, you know, it's very expensive, right? And have to make it up to your landlord every month. Speak of fool. That even just increased, I think, 2 days ago, right? It even increased most of the times. And we can't even make excuse on that. Look at our schools, expenses, very expensive. Transport is very expensive. Electricity, very expensive. The loans that we always take, it's so hard to pay back with all the interest. And then, The biggest of it all, the family expectations. Our families expect so much from us, you know, and everything, and I mean everything, is just demanding money. And for many men, it feels like the money disappears before the month even begins, right? That pressure is real. Like, that pressure is real. It's like all your money just disappear. You don't know how. You don't know where. If you are not being financial, if you are a financial literate, right? If you are financial illiterate, then your finances will just disappear. Just like that. That pressure is real. Like, that shit is really expensive, and that's it. But one dangerous thing about financial pressure is that it can affect a man's confidence. It can affect the man's mental health. It can affect relationships. It can affect even a man how he decides on a daily basis, how he make choices. Some men become withdrawal, like they'll just withdraw from a lot of things, right? Some become short-tempered. A man who is very, a hungry man is an angry man. We all know that. Very short-tempered. Some men lose hope completely because they feel they are failing to providers. They are failing to be providers, right? And that is why financial stability is not only about money. It is also about peace of mind. Do you have peace of mind? My guy, do you have peace of mind? How are you keeping up with that? I need you to understand that financial stability is not just about your wealth. It's not just about your money. It's not just about what you wear. And your peace of mind, are you forgetting about that? And a financial stable man sleeps differently. He thinks differently. He plans differently. Even his relationships become healthier because there is less chaos and uncertainty around money. But now the question is, how does a man begin building financial stability, especially in difficult economic times? How does a man do that, my beautiful audience? That is a question now on board that we have to look at and answer. How does a man begin building financial stability, especially in difficult economic times? How do you do that? The first thing is understanding the difference between income and wealth. And it's so wrong that everybody wants to be wealthy. They don't look at their incomes, not at all. They just want to be rich. And many people confuse earning money with financial stability. You can earn a good salary and still be financially unstable. Why? Because stability is not determined by how much money is in. It is determined by how wisely it is managed. Right? It's not about how much you earn. It's about how do you spend your money. That's why you can earn thousands of dollars month end, but you don't even know how to manage that. And it will be all a waste. Comparing it to someone that is earning little, but they can manage their finances. Some people earn like really little, but manage their financial carefully, like very carefully. Others earn a lot, but they spend carelessly. And at the end of the month, both are left struggling. Right? Financial stability begins with planning. A man must know exactly where his money is going. You are not supposed to be guessing. You are not supposed to be assuming. You are not supposed to be knowing. Because many financial problems are caused by uncontrolled spending on unnecessary things. Sometimes people spend their money emotionally. You just want to spend according to how you feel. You just want to spend according to that instant mood. A lot of money is being spent when you are stressed. Right? They shop. When stressed, they shop. When sad, they drink. When pressured, they try to impress people. And that is a problem with men. Men, they always spend money emotionally. When they are stressed, they shop. When a man is sad, they drink or he drink. When a man is pressured, he tried to impress people, especially women. You are in pressure, now you are impressing somebody with money. Like you want to show everyone that you are doing well. But my guy, financial stability requires intentional living. Be intentional. Know what you want. Before spending your money, ask yourself, do I need this? Or do I simply want it? Now I want you to reflect, you as a man, what do you do with your money when you are stressed? Do you also go for shopping? What do you do with your money when you are angry or sad? Do you also spend your money on alcohol? What do you do with your money when you feel pressured? Do you try to impress people? Do you try to buy women? Do you try to buy faces with your money? Are you really living intentional living with your money? And I'm still repeating, before spending your money, ask yourself, do I need this or do I simply just want it? That one question can save many people from financial regret. Right? My beautiful audience, another important part of financial stability is consistency. Right? Many people want quick financial success. They want overnight breakthrough. But real stability is usually built slowly through discipline, through patience, and through routine. We are speaking about consistency. You being very, very consistent. You being very, very patient. You being, like, you should continue the same routine of doing something until you are best on it. You can't have a breakthrough overnight. You can't want quick financial success. It's not happening, right? You know, saving a small amount regularly. Sometimes it may seem insignificant at a very starting point. But if you have to give it time, if you have to give it time, it creates security. Paying debts consistently reduces pressure. Learning a skill little by little can eventually create new income opportunities. Small healthy habits repeated over time, over and over, produce a powerful result. Learn to be consistent as a man. Learn to repeat routines. Learn to be patient. Learn to be disciplined. Right? Sorry, my beautiful audience. And let us also address something many men struggle with quietly. Comparison. They say comparison kills joy, and that is the truth. Comparison is destroying financial peace in many homes. People compare themselves to friends. People compare themselves to colleagues. People compare themselves to neighbors. People, they even see on social media, give them pressure, and then they start comparing themselves. When some people are even living fake life, right? someone sees another person driving a new car and suddenly they feel behind, they feel like life is so unfair to them. They feel so behind in life. Another person sees a luxurious lifestyle online and start forcing a lifestyle they cannot afford. You want to be a certain man in some American, I don't know, when you know you cannot afford life. You are Peneambeko Jonas from Ongolane Tanga village, right? But you want to be one woman from very far, then you have to copy that lifestyle. You start forcing it when you know you cannot afford it. My beautiful audience, financial stability is not a competition. I want to assure you that many people who appear successful outside are drowning in loans. They are drowning in debts. They are drowning in stress. They are having sleepless nights. And that is the truth. A flashy lifestyle does not always mean financial peace. Sometimes the most financially stable people live very simple. They live simple lives because they understand priorities. Because they understand and they appreciate their peace, mental health, and all of that. A stable life is better than a fake expensive life. And to my young man listening this morning, please, I need you to understand this early. Debts can easily become a trap if not managed wisely. There is a good debt and there is a bad debt. Right? And I need you to know the difference. There is a good debt and there is a bad debt. Borrowing money for education, borrowing a loan for your business growth, or maybe a productive investment will be a good asset to improve your future, right? But borrowing money for temporary enjoyment, luxury, or impressing people, it will create a long-term suffering. You as a man, let me say there is a tournament. Let's speak of the previous tournament, the Rakana tournament. You are borrowing money from a cash loan to impress a woman, to go with a woman to that tournament, borrowing a car, and then month end, you can't even pay back. You are in pressure. That woman disappeared because the money is done. Now it's just you and your thoughts at evening fighting you. Right? I need you to take care of that. I need you to start living intentional. Be intentional about what you are doing. You should be really intentional. You know, some men even spend years and years paying for decisions made just in one weekend. See how I spoke about a tournament? You borrowing money because you're on holiday and you are supposed to go to Swakop because it's a season for people who are going to the coast. You know you can't afford the weekend that came with pressure and you don't want to stay home. Now you are going to take a loan. Now you have to spend month after month paying for the decision that you made for only one weekend. Right? Financial stability requires adaptability. The world is changing, my man. Opportunities are changing. Traditional employment alone is no longer enough for many families. Men must become open to learning new skills. They must become open to side hustles. They must try entrepreneurship. They must try farming. They must try online opportunities. They must try technical work and all other income generating activities. But sometimes, pride prevents people from starting small. Pride in our gentlemen. Pride in our fathers. Pride in our husbands. Pride in our men is very high. And that will prevent them from starting small. A man may say, people will laugh at me if I sell this. Or that job is within me. People will laugh at you because you are selling. But you are not afraid that they are laughing. They will laugh at you when you are not doing anything. So now people are laughing at you because you are selling. And you are not afraid that they are laughing at you that you are not doing anything. You just woke up holding your pocket and wanting people to make plans for you. Or you are not doing that certain job because it's beneath you. I want to assure you that there is dignity in honest work. Honest work, clean money. I said, may clean money be attached to your name. May you earn from a clean job. May you enjoy your hard-earned man as a man. Don't be pressured by people who laugh at me if I'm selling this and that. Don't be pressured by this job is it's beneath me. I studied engineering. I cannot work well. People question me for all the years that I've spent at university as a mechanical engineer. As a man, I cannot do A, B, C, D because I'm a qualified, I'm a graduate. So you can't take that job because of pride. Never allow pride to keep you broke. Never. A financial stable mindset, understand that. Every honest beginnings matters. Start small. Start little. That is okay. You are doing great. That's fine. My beautiful audience, another thing we must discuss is emergency preparation. Life is unpredictable, right? A person can lose a job unexpectedly. A family member can get sick. A car can break down. All of a sudden, your children need some school requirements, you need to settle some school responsibilities. So without financial preparation, emergencies becomes a disaster. And that is why even small savings matters. You may think that savings little money is useless. But when difficult times come, that small amount can protect your peace. That small a saving can save you. That small money can protect your dignity and it can reduce desperation. Because at least you have something that you depend on. And speaking of desperation, financial stability sometimes pushes people towards dangerous decisions, right? Some enter into crimes, some join scams, some people become involved into corruption, some remain trapped in toxic relations for financial survival. others abuse substances to escape stress temporarily, you know. Like, desperation, being desperate is very important. Because you are left with no choice. You just want to have it. You just want to do it. You are desperate. And you do it at all cost. Right? All this desperation, all these shortcuts, they create bigger suffering later. You will regret it. And there is no turning back. True financial stability is built on honesty. It is built on patience. It's built on stable choices. That quick money without wisdom, it disappears very quickly. Right? It will disappear and it will leave you hanging. I want us to speak about family leadership. In many homes, financial conversations are avoided. The conversations are avoided until problems explode. You know, the bills will be piling up silently. The debts will be increasing quietly. The stress will grow quietly. Then one day, the conflict will just erupt like that. But we have to look at healthy financial leadership. It requires communication, and I keep repeating that. Couples should discuss goals together. They should discuss spending habits together. They should discuss a future plan together. Leadership is very important. Communication is very important. We are better together, right? Children must also be taught financial values at a very early stage. Teach them that money is earned through effort. We don't pick money from trees. Teach them the very importance of saving. Teach them contentment. Teach them responsibility. Because many financial struggles begin with poor financial habits, which are developed during childhood. Allow the kids to know from the earliest stage that we cannot eat ice cream every day. It's not even healthy. Dada cannot get KFC for you because we can't afford KFC every day. It's either we buy a sack of dry pack that we'll be eating home. Mama will be able to cook that sack of dry pack even for 2 weeks instead of eating hungry lawn every day. You cannot go with what at school because that's very expensive. Dada cannot afford that for all of you, right? Let the kids know. Teach the kids responsibilities. Assure them that this is money that is earned through effort. You as a parent, you just don't pick it from everywhere. And my beautiful audience, I want us to be more careful. Let's be careful. Because financial stability does not mean life will become perfect. Even financially responsible people, they still experience the setbacks. Business fails down sometimes, job are lost sometimes, unexpected hardship happen. But stability gives you resilience. It helps you recover faster instead of collapsing completely. But most importantly, financial stability gives a man dignity. There is dignity in paying your bills honestly, with clean money, with hard-earned money. There is dignity in feeding your family through your clean work. There is dignity in saying, I cannot afford that right now, but I'll make a plan for it. There is dignity in living within your means. Men, Never let the society shame you for living responsibly. Never let the society shame you for living responsibly. If you cannot afford it at the moment, you just can't. If you don't have, you just don't have, and that is okay. Live within your means. There is prize in that. Do not let the society shame you at all cost. And as we continue this important discussion on men and financial responsibilities, I want every listener to understand that financial stability is not reserved for a special group of people. It begins with mindset. It begins with choices. It begins with habits. It begins with discipline. You do not need to become a millionaire overnight to improve your financial life. Start where you are. Use what you have. Learn what you do not know, even from this program. Correct harmful habits. Plan carefully. Spend wisely. That's it. And remember this. Financial stability is not about showing people that you have the money. It is about building a life where money no longer controls your peace, controls your decision, or your future. We are still on the Ex-Convict Diaries show, I need you to stay connected as we continue unpacking real conversations that affect real people every day. Stay tuned as we go to a very, very short break.
Anachukua, anaweka, wa, kwenye gari anachukua anaweka iwe jikonyo varandani anachukua anaweka wa doze 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 anachukua anaweka
ndani tale salama joto twale soji pepe oya kongo joto twale soji pepe
oye mose kunami o ricado momo oya mama dangote ndoni fumbwe
chu chu chipepe chu 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 chipepe
ani chu chu chipepe
chu chu chu
chipepe
nase tu nase
Joseph Mercier
nase panalo nase
kaya kaya musa
kule kukama kukama wa kukama kukama wa kukama kukama diamond kukama kukama kwadra kukama
papa mo bi maye Papa mo bimba ye, papa mo bimba ye, papa mo bimba ye.
Anyata katwa kuka kete aluba kete.
Chuma ye,
yes. Shozi matata,
chuma, 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 chuma.
Akuka kete aluba kete aluba kete.
Chuma,
yes.
Adolfo mute bachi la muna.
Papa mazuma, papa mazuma.
Joseph Kusana,
la papa mazuma.
Zodwa,
Angel,
il parane.
Dar es la mengasuma,
akosha,
daimon wasuma, ichasang wasuma,
kaya, kaya musha,
rung wasuma,
kamang fuama.
Usiniguse, usinitachi, tusalimiane kwa miguu.
Usiniguse, usinitachi, tusalimiane kwa miguu.
Ona sema usiniguse, usinitachi, salamu iwe kwa miguu.
And welcome back to the Ex-Convict Diaries, right here on Eagle FM with Benyambiko Jonas. And this morning, we continue unpacking men and financial responsibility. And now we are moving into another very, very interesting subject of the topic that carry deep emotions, that carry social and economic importance. We are talking about fatherhood and the importance of making responsible decisions in today's economy. My beautiful audience, and thank you so much that you are still here. And we're going to dive into this discussion, which I believe should be emotional, but we have to touch it. You know, fatherhood is one of the greatest responsibilities a man can ever carry. We all know that. You have, if you're a father, or if you are taking somebody, taking care of someone, you know how it feels to carry an honor. It is really an honor to be responsible for somebody's life. It's an honor to carry somebody's life and be just responsible for their lives. You know, becoming a father, it's not only about bringing a child into this world. It's about your guidance. It's about your protection. It's about leadership. It's about success. It's about sacrifice. It's about the presence, you being present, right? It's about you being consistent, the consistency. So a child does not only need a father who exists biologically. A child needs a father who is present emotionally, who is present mentally, a father who is present morally, right? And a father who is financially present. And today, many men are trying to navigate fatherhood in a very difficult manner, in a very difficult circumstances. The economics challenging. Everybody is aware of that. Jobs are very, 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 very hard to find. Expenses increase every single day, right? Expectations from the society remain heavy, especially on you as a man. But yet, despite this pressure, children still need to be loved. Children still need to be supported. Children need that stability and direction from their fathers. And one painful reality we must discuss honestly is that many men, they grew up without active fathers themselves. And now they are supposed to be responsible and active fathers for their children. Some were raised by single mothers. Some were raised by grandparents. Some were raised just by ordinary relatives. Some never experienced emotional guidance from a father figure. Because of that, some men enter fatherhood without knowing what responsible fatherhood truly look like, right? But beautiful audience, even if you did not have a good example growing up, you still have the power to become a better father for your children. For your own children, be a better father. Fatherhood is learned through intentional effort. Right? Intentional effort. Are you intentional raising your kids? A responsible father should understand that children are always watching. Children are always looking at what you say. Your children are always observing. They watch how you speak. They watch how you treat their mother. They watch how you handle anger. They watch how you handle your stress. They watch how you spend your money. They watch disappointments and every conflict that occur. How do you handle all that? They watch, they observe, right? Even when you think that children are not paying attention, they are learning from your behavior every single day. And I mean every single day. And this is why responsible decisions matter so much. Responsible decisions matter so much. When a father makes reckless decisions, the entire family feels that impact. You know, be it now poor financial choices. You know, with the poor financial choices, they can affect even school fees. Children are supposed to go to school, but they don't even have uniform. Why? Because the father make a reckless decision with his finances. Food need to be bought. Emotional stability need to be provided in a house. Even confidence children have in their future. Poor financial choices can affect everything. It can affect your family as a man. Sometimes men underestimate how deeply children are affected by instability in the home. A child may not fully understand financial problem, but they can feel that tension. That some they can even say, ah, topika ilimona wambela. Like, they can feel it that dad doesn't have money. And that is why he is angry. That is why he's shouting at us for no reason. That is why he's beating our mother. They can read. They notice those arguments. They notice your absence, you being very absent as father. They notice broken promises. I'll buy you what once you did what. But you don't do that as a parent. Why do you give promises? They notice emotional distance when you are not just present emotionally as a parent. When you don't support your kids emotionally, they can literally tell that my father is not there. My father is just there to give rules and instructions. My father is just there to give order. But my father, he is not emotionally available as a parent. Children notice all of those things. Right? And in many homes today, fathers are physically present but emotionally unavailable because they are overwhelmed by stress. Fathers are frustrated. Fathers are hopeless. This is why men must learn healthy ways to manage pressure. Listeners on board, fatherhood in today's economy requires wisdom more than pride. Long ago, many people believed that fatherhood was only about bringing money home. But today, we understand that children need much more than financial provision alone. Children need communication. Children need encouragement. Children need time. You just need to spend quality time with your children. Children need affection. Children need guidance. They need discipline. And that comes from fatherhood. A father should bring all of those things that I have mentioned. Because a father who listens to his children is building trust. A father who keeps his word in building security. A father who spends time with his children is building confidence. Even small moments matter, and that is the truth. Working with your children, asking about their school, sharing meals together, encouraging their dreams, those little things, they can shape a child's emotional foundation. My beautiful audience, let us speak honestly about decision-making in today's economy. We are living in times where one irresponsible decision can create years of struggle, right? The cost of poor financial planning is much higher now. And that is why responsible men must think carefully before making choices. Right? People spending money unnecessarily think about your household needs. Before taking unnecessary debt, think about your future consequences. The consequences that comes with that unnecessary debt that you took. Before abandoning your family because of life that became so difficult on your side, think about the emotional damage left behind. And by the time that you would want to pick yourself up, no one is accepting you back home. No one wants you back. Because you were never present. You were hiding somewhere. You were just in your shell and abandoning your family. Telling yourself that you want to work out so that you come out and help them. But are you? By the time that you are back, people won't even accept you back because you broke them. Responsible decisions are not always the easiest decision, but they protect the future. And you have to put that into consideration as a man. A father may sometimes need to sacrifice temporary enjoyment for long-term stability. Maybe your friends are going out every weekend, but your child needs school supplies. Your child needs a meal to go to school. Your child is sick. Maybe you want luxury items, but rents need to be paid first. These choices may seem very, very small, but one time they shape the quality of your life. An audience on board, responsible fatherhood also include planning for the future. A wise father thinks beyond today. He thinks about education. He thinks about healthy care. He thinks about housing. He thinks about opportunities. He thinks about long-term family security. Even if a man earns little, and I mean little, having a mindset of preparation can end or can make a very, very big difference in his family. Sometimes people think responsible fatherhood only belongs to wealthy men. I challenge you on that. Not at all. That is not true. A father does not need to have millions to raise respect. A father does not need millions to raise respect, to raise discipline, to raise emotionally healthy children. What matters most is consistency. A father should have values. A father should have humanity. He should have he should be present, right? Children remember efforts more than perfection. They want to see you doing something. They remember who showed up for them. They remember who encouraged them. They remember who protected them. They remember who tried doing something for them. They do. At all costs. Children hardly forget about things. They know that this person ever once protected me. This person was there. Dada tried. He did. I know he tried. Another challenge affecting fatherhood today is peer pressure, which is really among every young man, or every man to say, especially when it comes to finances. Some men are influenced into irresponsible lifestyle, right? Because they feel being judged by other men. There are men who spend money recklessly just to impress friends while neglecting responsibilities. Hope. Others prioritize entertainment. Some are into alcohol, some are into status, and then they forgot family needs. But maturity means understanding priorities, and we can't run away from that. Real manhood is not measured by how much you show off in public. It is measured by how responsibly you handle your private responsibility. Some of the strongest men are not loud. They are fathers waking up early every day to go and work and earn a real honest money. They are the fathers sacrificing comfort to provide for their children. They are the fathers rebuilding their lives after failure and still choosing to remain present for their children, present for their family, present, really present. And that is real strength, right? And to the fathers listening right now, and I mean the fathers who may feel discouraged today, the fathers who may lost their jobs, or fathers who may be struggling financially, or maybe the fathers who made wrong choices, who made mistakes in the past, do not give up on your children. Do not give up on your children. I want to assure you that children do not need a perfect father. They do not need a father who is rich. They do not need a father who has to be a president to be a father. They need a father willing to grow. A father who is willing to improve. A father who is willing to stay connected. A father who is emotionally present. A father who can fully check in with his children. Apologize when necessary. Rebuke trust where possible. Don't stay in pride while you are losing valuable to people that you cannot even afford to lose. Become more intentional. You know, those small positive changes today can completely just transform your relationship with your children tomorrow. Right? Be a present dad. Be a responsible father. Be a father that your child will be able to be proud of one day. All right? Be that one father that your child will be really, really proud to have in the future. Let us also talk about responsibility. Many men are taught to suppress emotions completely. And as a result, some fathers struggle to express love. Some fathers struggle to express affection. Some fathers struggle to express vulnerability towards their children. But emotional connection is very important. Sons need guidance on how to become responsible men. Daughters need fathers who model respect, who model protection, and who model an emotional safety. A father's word alone can either build confidence or destroy self-esteem. And that is why responsible decisions are not only made. They are not only financial decisions. They are also emotional decisions. They are also behavioral decisions. They are also moral decisions. The way you live teaches your children what adulthood looks like, right? If children grow up seeing violence, if the children grow up seeing irresponsible, if children have to grow up seeing dishonesty or neglection, they'll just normalize those behaviors, right? But when they see discipline, when they see respect, when they see consistency and integrity, they carry those lessons into their own future families. And my beautiful audience, one important thing we must remember is that today's economy is difficult. But responsibility makes difficult decisions even worse. Responsible men learn to adapt. They learn new skills. They manage resources carefully. They communicate honestly. They avoid unnecessary risk. They focus on long-term stability instead of short-term experiences. That mindset protects families. It really does. And as we continue this powerful discussion on men and financial responsibility, I want every father listening this morning to remember that your presence matters. Your choices truly matter. Your discipline matter. Your leadership matter in the lives of your child and on the upbringing of your child. The economy may be hard, but strong values can still build strong families. And to every young man listening who hopes to become a father someday, prepare yourself now. Get ready now. Build your character now. Learn responsibilities now. Develop that discipline now. Become fatherhood is not something to take lightly. It is one of the most important roles a man will ever carry in his lifetime. It should be like that. You should start now. And that's it from the Ex-Convict Shows, where we continue having honest conversations that educate, that restore, and that strengthen our communities. And that's we have to go for a short break, and then we can come back later to continue with all that we are doing when it comes to men and financial responsibilities. Stay tuned.
Excuse me, Mr. Thompson. Is this class 028?
Oh. Yes, but unfortunately it's almost home time. I told you.
Baby, what's it you to me? Kita na neka shuma. It's time.
Mr. Flavor, what?
If we remember. Baby.
time for Africa.
Samina, mina, eh, eh, waka, waka.
Right, and welcome back, welcome back. It's me, your host, Benambiko Jonas, and we are back again. We were just listening to a very amazing, amazing song. So that's it, my beautiful audience. We have we are closing up with our today's topic, really in the Ex-Convict Diaries show. It's me, your host, Benny Abigail Jonas. And I want you to go back again and reflect on all the discussions that we had when it comes to men and finances, when it comes to accountability, when it comes to men with financial stability, when it comes to fatherhood, and all the plans that you have when it comes to economics, especially when it's so hard like this. And to my young men, life is really tough. Everybody can tell, especially for you as a man, just you being a man, life is really tough for you because this society expects so much from you. But I want you to have an honor just to lead with pride and try to make all the decisions, regardless of how tough life is and all the consequences and all the outcomes that comes with that. It's me, your host, Benambiko Jonas. And right now, we are closing off. But even that, I would really, really want to appreciate you for all staying tuned in every time or every Sunday from 2:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And right now that we are here, we are handing over the mic to Saima so that she can also continue teaching us. And I hope that you stay tuned and you stay connected to Eagle FM's work. And every time you can have a lovely, lovely, lovely Sunday, and don't just leave your radio or leave your station.